Leadership Matters, a podcast hosted by me, Steve Parker. This is a series that brings a fresh perspective to leadership motivation and how to succeed by talking to a diverse range of CEOs, business managers, and world-class talent. We also offer some personal tips to help you in your career. Each episode aims to provide a snapshot into the life and philosophy of some of Taiwan and the world's most successful leaders. Rao Xinyu has been the Director General of the Secretariat of New Taipei City Government since 2018. She's a Taiwanese career diplomat, having been stationed in New York for over a decade, 1995-2007. Being a public servant for over 26 years, she has a different, innovative approach. She focuses on change in government. In 2019 in New Taipei City, she ushered in the SDG Voluntary Local Review, and she's been invited by other cities to share New Taipei's SDG implementation, resulting in more and more cities viewing the municipal policies in a sustainable way. She was also instrumental in bringing gender policy, equality policies in for Taipei City. I met her there in that role. And she's been helping us build an inclusive city and increasing awareness of multiple issues in and outside of City Hall. She's a wonderful person. I call her a good friend, and we're very lucky to have her here today. Xinyu, welcome to the studio.
Thank you, Stephen, and to the wonderful audience out there.
You and I have known each other for a while, and we've known each other in kind of different ways. How did you come into this, and kind of what keeps you passionate about what you do?
I know. So I've never grew up as a person of just one place or as just belonging to one group of people. I've always grew up in a really diverse environment, and I think that's probably why communicating in different cultures is very interesting to me. So let me explain a little bit about what do I mean by I'm not a person of just one city, one place, or one group of people. So my father's work is a legislature. He has been a Taiwanese legislator for over a quarter of a century. And we grew up in a small village-like town. But always, I know my father worked in a place far away called Taipei. So in my middle school, when I was 14 years old, I moved up to Taipei because of schools. But even when I was living in Taichung, since very young, there are always different group of people coming to our houses. And there was always a lot of discussions with my father, with my father's employees, with the office. And the key is there's never one opinion dominated in one topic or one discussion. I didn't understand what they're talking about, but as a young child, you would know that people have different points of views coming from different group of people, and it's only legitimate, it's only natural to discuss about it.
How much of an influence then would you say is your background? You're talking about a time when maybe options were less open.
I did not really know if a career diplomat is the right work for me, but at later time, I knew it is a perfect job for me. And at a later time, I decided maybe I should do something else. But it always, that's always something I knew what I feel passionate about. And I put great efforts into it, regardless if it's directly relates to my work. But I spend a lot of time on things that feel passionate about.
I imagine that managing the stakeholders across a lot of different categories. I mean, you're managing people who are elected, you're managing people who are full-time government officials, you're managing staff, you're managing community groups, you're managing relationships with other governments from other countries across. I mean, how do you go about managing and working with all of these diverse groups?
That's the beauty of my work. So you really have to enjoy navigating through different cultures and try to bring people together. If you don't, it's really a mess and you will hate your job. The things about working in the government, there are things you would encounter in working at any big institute. But there are also things exclusively, there are certain challenges exclusively for working in the government. So my strong skill set is communicating. And that, the purpose of my communications is for two or multiple groups of people to find the overlapping areas, to find where their interests actually overlap.
How does this translate into managing?
I'm a person who's somehow caught in the middle. I'm being managed, but I also need to manage people. And this gives a lot of, I think, middle management really a lot of more challenges for middle management, I think. The public sector has a different set of KPI, right? So when I'm trying to communicate with the public sector, we need to respect what the institute is originally set for. And we have to respect their traditional KPIs. When we are bringing in innovations and we are bringing new ideas, we have to understand public sectors and public servants are not here to be a risk takers, right? We filter risk takers out through all these examinations, year reviews, because what we want from public sector is to maintain a stable environment, and they have to safeguard the public interest. But when you try to bring innovations, you are asking them to do something that the system may not reward them for. What happens is usually the city government has to be working very efficiently, and we have to work in a way to safeguard our people's interests by cutting down budgets. We cannot afford to spend too much of taxpayers' money in working on certain project, because that's our duty. We need to safeguard it. And when you find a new way, then you can probably overlap what seems to be independent, working in different silos.
Bringing this all together, I think it's it's a nice point to kind of round this part up, because we've talked about developing this long-term vision. But what some of the things I've heard you say today, which have been fascinating for me, you've talked about this idea of how diversity shapes you as a person, and I think this is improving value because of this diversity that you've come from. I think the environment and your parents and everything have obviously shaped and influenced who you are. But this for the larger community out there, this is really about exposing yourself to people who have views, background, intelligence, access to information that maybe you don't have. Improve yourself by surrounding yourself with people who are better than you. And you were lucky enough to have that from an early age. No one is always right. I heard you say that. No one is always right. And your value as a communicator is in bringing these different people together to try to understand and come to, if not a compromise, at least an understanding. And the final thing really that I got from you today, which I thought was really important, is time frames. You know, how long are we talking for, right? These are all incredible points. I wish we had 4 hours to talk about this stuff, because these are super important points. Jingyu, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you, Stephen.
You can listen to this podcast live on the fourth Monday of every month on ICRT, and after that on the ICRT website, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Leadership Matters by Stephen Parker. You can also check out my social media. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, all of it. Look for my tagline,